every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
It's about 2%.
The carbon agenda is...
Oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, we'll be hearing about the reopening of the main London to Cornwall rail link. But first, news headlines with Matthew Clark.
The LEP has published its strategic economic plan, which outlines how £1 billion could be invested in the local economy over the next 7 years. The plan makes the case for a single investment programme with more decision-making locally that pulls together funding streams from across the public and private sectors. Five local tourism businesses have been named as finalists for next month's Visit England Awards. The Pandora Inn has been shortlisted in the Tourism Pub of the Year category and is joined by Portreef Holiday Park Gwellan Moor, Treba Garden, Helbay Hotel on the Isles of Scilly and Eco Retreat Little White Alice, which has been named in the Sustainable Tourism category. According to a new report, Falmouth University and the University of Exeter, who jointly manage the Penryn campus, contributed £491 million to the Cornish economy between 2002 and 2012. The study from Oxford Economics says the universities account for one in every 155 jobs in the duchy. The final berth on the Wave Hub project has been secured by an Australian operator. Carnegie Wave Energy has agreed to take the last place on the renewable energy test facility off the Hale Coast to demonstrate its next generation wave technology. It's the third customer to commit to the Wave Hub in the last 4 months. And the first speaker at next month's Cornwall Business Fair has been revealed. He is Dr. Alan Knight, chairman of the Cornwall and Isles of Scilly Local Nature Partnership. The Cornwall Business Fair, which is being hosted by the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce and business support service Get Set for Growth, takes place on May the 14th at the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre in Truro and forms part of this year's Cornwall Business Week.
The 7 days podcast is sponsored by CornishLivingTV.com. Your first stop for quality business-to-business and tourism video production.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
The vital railway line connecting Cornwall to the rest of Britain at Dawlish gets back up and running. The track between Newton Abbot and Exeter was closed for nearly 2 months after suffering severe damage during the winter storms. A team of 300 has worked in all weathers to rebuild the track, repair landslips and reconstruct sea defences. We've been speaking to these commuters.
Worst nightmare trains that I can remember in my life.
They've done a sterling job. They have to be admired.
Certainly, if we had no pressing reason to travel here at this moment in time, I would not even consider it.
We don't realise what a gem we have down here, but it needs the support of infrastructure.
Thanks to Radio Plymouth for that. Now, we've been speaking to Cornwall Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Kim Conchi.
Well, it's a very exciting moment, isn't it? Something we've been looking forward to. I think everybody in the county has been looking forward to it for a number of weeks now, and I think we really should celebrate. This is quite a magical event, really. It's great for the tourism industry. Tourism is still between 26 and 30% of Cornwall's GDP, depending on whose figures you believe. And to have the train line back in time for the Easter breaks is really good news. So that industry will be particularly pleased with it. The others who've had to get their personnel and customers in and out of the county on the road will also be delighted to have the option, at least, of having the train back on the track. So, a really good moment. And I'd like to see it really celebrated and made a lot of.
Do we know yet how much having that train track closed has affected Cornwall?
It's very difficult to tell. My initial estimate was about £8 million a day to South Devon and Cornwall's economy. But actually, what I think we've learnt this winter through all the problems of storms is that Cornwall's small businesses, which is most of the business in Cornwall, are very resilient. And I think people have found other ways round it. They've found other ways of doing it. So I wouldn't want to put a figure on it at this moment. Everybody who I speak to is looking forward to a good year. The business mood in the whole country, in fact, seems to be a bit more optimistic. And I think that we've got to say that Cornwall's businesses have seen through these problems with with some resilience, and I'm not really putting a figure on how much damage it's been done. Obviously, it's not a good thing. Politically, I think the only good which can come out of it, if it becomes absolutely politically unacceptable, that part of UK mainland is left cut adrift like this, and that the improvements they've made to the train track do, I hope, prove to be more weather resilient in the future.
Okay. And of course, there's now a discussion about policy, isn't there?
There is. Policy on the transport situation as a whole is very important. For the members of the business community in Cornwall, it's the duelling of the A30, which is absolutely the first priority as far as they're concerned. The train line and the policy on transport and how it affects trains generally is also something which the businesses in Cornwall want me to lobby on very hard. And of course, the third tier is that we have this public service obligation on the airport, and we need to get some really robust tenders in to operate that airport for the next 4 years. And we look forward to they're up to seven airlines will be tendering for that business, and we look forward to the varying tenders there. So policy is one thing, business is another, and the resilience of Cornwall is yet a further factor to take into account.
The problems with the track at Dawlish cause chaos for commuters, misery for Cornwall's tourism industry, and is estimated to have cost the local economy millions of pounds. Talks are now underway about the future of the Dawlish line in the long term and which option for an inland rail route heading for Cornwall should be adopted.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Now let's look at what's coming up over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
The South West's largest energy event takes place on Tuesday, April the 8th. The Renewable Energy Marketplace covers renewables, efficiency measures and generation, and is being held at the West Point Arena in Exeter. Sticking to a similar green theme, the following Saturday, April the 12th, a special event is being held at the Eden Project. Energise Your Business will explain how you can reduce energy costs in the workplace and gain insight into energy issues of the future. Also next week, there are the regular business networking events taking place across the Duchy. For full details of these, please visit the networking calendar on the website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
And listen again in 7 days for more news from the 7 Days podcast.
7 Days with Business Cornwall.